Goal setting for employees. If you own a business, you know that having happy employees will help increase your bottom line. Your business will be more productive as everyone enjoys working towards improving the company. So how do you get your employees to this point? There are several ways you can achieve this, which include using tools such as salary increases, bonuses, promotions, and recognition awards. While these things can be seen as things of substance, it's also important to take the feelings of your employees into consideration. Who doesn't like to be told that they're doing a good job? It's not always practical to go around and tell each person that they're doing a great job. Instead, many corporations use some form of employee goal-setting process. This is when each employee gets a review based upon their job performance through a standardized rating system. No system is ever 100% fair, and there will always be disagreements. But this system has more benefits than downfalls, which is why it's used so frequently. An employee goal-setting system is usually laid out in advance and becomes part of the company's business plan. Goals are set for departments and individuals with accompanying deadlines. Goals can be set in various ways, including being defined in a job description. Other tools include setting small goals for each employee through the year. These can be set weekly, monthly, or bi-monthly. When setting goals for your employees, you must remember to set goals for everyone. This includes having goals in place for those in top management positions, all the way down to the entry-level positions. By setting goals for everyone, you are setting a company standard. New employees will see this as an integral part of your business and will accept their goal without question. Remember, too, that each employee is different, and some will achieve goals more easily than others. Be prepared to offer assistance or change a goal slightly to help each employee attain it. Examples of goals include things like launching a new product or increasing the number of product manufactured each day. Or they can be individualized goals, where employees need to train to learn a new software program or tool. Don't forget to set goals which are team or department-oriented. This helps to build team spirit and allows leaders to be identified. Often, team goals are met more easily than individual goals. You do not want to set up goals that can be viewed as competitive goals. This can actually be detrimental to your company, as the quality of work could decline. If your customer service agents are told to answer 20 more calls each day, they may do so by not handling each call as in-depth as they should. This can lead to unhappy customers or lost customers. Even if goals are not met on time, it is important for you as the employer to recognize the effort that was put into the goal. Maybe an employee had to learn a difficult software program and their progress was much slower than anticipated. Do not discredit their effort. Instead, recognize how much time and effort they displayed, and if necessary, adjust their completion date. By setting the correct type of goal for your employees, you will see an increase in their work performance. As you take steps to recognize their progress, you'll find that they also become happier and more motivated at work. This really is a win-win situation, as it's your profit margin that will benefit in the end.